Markets are sitting in a more defensive posture on Thursday, with macro and geopolitical risk continuing to dominate price action. The core narrative remains the intersection of elevated energy prices, sticky inflation, and a more hawkish global central bank backdrop, all amplified by ongoing uncertainty surrounding the U.S.-Iran situation. In FX, the dollar remains broadly supported as Treasury yields push higher again, with U.S. 10-year yields back towards the 4.5% area as markets continue to scale back easing expectations. The Fed narrative has shifted materially in recent sessions, with officials including Jefferson, Kashkari, Cook, and Williams emphasizing upside inflation risks and signaling little urgency to cut rates. The market focus today will be squarely on U.S. PCE inflation and jobless claims, with core PCE expected to tick up again, reinforcing the idea that the Fed may need to keep policy restrictive for longer. Against that backdrop, euro-dollar remains heavy despite expectations for an ECB hike in June, while dollar-yen continues to track higher U.S. yields and wider rate differentials, even as Japanese fiscal concerns and rising JGB yields add another layer of volatility. Commodity-linked currencies have struggled to capitalize on higher oil prices as the broader dollar bid and global growth concerns dominate. Equity markets are also showing signs of fatigue after the AI-driven rally extended valuations aggressively higher. U.S. index futures are softer this morning, with the NASDAQ underperforming as higher yields continue to pressure duration-sensitive tech. There is growing concern that the equity rally has become increasingly narrow, even as major banks continue lifting year-end S&P targets on AI optimism. At the same time, positioning and sentiment indicators are becoming stretched, leaving markets vulnerable to a sharper corrective move should inflation remain firm and geopolitical tensions escalate further. In commodities, oils remains the key macro transmission channel. Crude prices continue to trade with a significant geopolitical premium as the market reacts to renewed military exchanges in and around the Strait of Hormuz and the absence of any meaningful breakthrough between Washington and Tehran. Brent and WTI remain elevated amid fears that disruptions to Gulf shipping routes could keep global energy markets tight well into the summer. Interestingly, gold has failed to benefit from the geopolitical backdrop and instead continues to slide sharply. The stronger dollar, rising real yields, and fading expectations for Fed easing are overwhelming traditional haven demand, with bullion now trading near two-month lows. The market increasingly sees persistent energy inflation as a reason for central banks to stay hawkish rather than pivot dovish, and that shift has become a major headwind for precious metals. That's all for now.